knock.
Salutations and greetings. Welcome from this side of the Neville Sphere. Today, we're going to talk about Neville knock knock jokes. Neville knock knock jokes. Three steps, only four, maybe, possibly. So let's say you got a job. Doesn't have to be one straight out of school, or could be one that you got later in life for whatever reason. And it's a sales job, and you're going door to door selling, let's say, solar panels. A lot of solar panels here in Arizona, I'm sure other places as well. But you're going door to door selling solar panels. And you're trained by this really esoteric older woman. She'd been selling solar panels door to door for years. She's made millions of dollars. She's an expert. She's figured out how to do it. She has dreams about selling solar panels. She has all these visions. And she found a place, a way that's virtually 100% foolproof to sell a ton of solar panels. And she's about to teach it to you. Now, are you going to follow all three of these steps? Before you decide, let me tell you what the three steps are. First is you have to knock on the door. Knock on the door. Pretty simple, straight to the point. Step two is when you have somebody answer the door, you have to say, ahoy hoy, and then ask if they are either the man or the woman of the house. Notice, didn't say house, said house. House, house. And the third or final step is you have to open the conversation with, do you prefer pollution or solutions? All right, that's it. Knock on the door, say ahoy, are you the man or the woman of the house? And step three, open the conversation with the right party as, do you prefer pollution or solutions? All right, straightforward. Just do that, knock on enough doors, and you'll become a millionaire selling panels, solar panels. You think you could do that? I mean, easy enough. One, you actually have to do it. You can't just knock on one door and kind of haphazardly do it. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there that, you know, for the knock on the door, well, what about knocking on the door, does that also include ringing the doorbell? Can we ring the doorbell? Should we knock in a melodic tone? What is there a part of the door that's better? What if they have a door knocker on the door? You could go on with different excuses or examples. Man or woman in the house, what if it's a binary person and you end up upsetting them? Or if there is there a different way to answer the door? You know what I normally do is say, hey, do you have a preferred pronoun? I'm sorry for the bother, and not follow the three steps to a T. Now, of course, following these three steps in our fictitious solar panel selling example, that's all you have to do, and then you make the sale. Of course, there's ways to talk yourself out of the sale, even if you do those three steps. If you do something overtly stupid, like purposely kick the dog, the cat, or whatever kind of pet they have, accidentally step on their pet gerbil, fart in front of a fan, a fan that's fanning your prospects or farting the hamper. I mean, there's a lot of dumb stuff that you could do to get your way out of the sale. But if you just follow those three steps, you pretty much are going to make $1 million selling solar panels. Again, I ask you the question, how many of you are actually going to follow the steps? How many of you would be millionaires selling solar panels if this is all you had to do? Would you be one of the people that complicate it? Would you have trouble doing it, or would you just not do anything at all? Now, I started this by saying there's only three steps, maybe four, because Neville teaches us time and time again, sprinkled throughout his lectures, there's three things that we need to do in order to get our desires. One, you got to know what you want, what you desire. Two, construct an event that you believe you'll encounter following the fulfillment of that desire. Now, this wasn't Neville. Maybe it was, and I just misplaced the thought. It was something different. They said, what would you do 24 hours after that your whatever came true? And then three, do your favorite thing, get into the sats.
It's you gotta get into the sats. Sats is the most important thing. Algorithm.
All right, state akin to sleep, either right upon awaking, before falling asleep at night, or in various strategic times throughout the day, get into a state akin to sleep, get into that proposed action. And that's it. Those are the three steps. Now, I say maybe four, maybe five, six, seven steps. Different people have different steps, but that's pretty much it. I mean, you could rinse and repeat for different desires. If anyone knows what the fourth or subsequent steps are or think they are, shoot me a note, nevillemindtricks@gmail.com, or get me through the Instagram at nevillemindtricks. Neville said, don't change what he said. He said what he said, and he gave you the three steps. So that's it. That was the Neville knock-knock joke. Do a parallel example with a fake sales role to all you need to do to make all of your desires come true, rain or shine, regardless of where you live in this great world of ours, whether it be the United States, Canada, in Latin America somewhere, Asia, Europe, down under with the Aussies, or up in one of the bowls with the penguins, and you waddle around a lot. If I missed your area, let me know. Didn't mean to do it on purpose. I know there's listeners to this podcast around the world. For now, continue climbing, and remember the classic three steps to learn more Neville: self-study, study with buddies, and steer clear of the
algorithm.
The algorithm being the sales funnel of people just trying to line their pockets who may or may not have any motivation to make you more Neville knowledgeable. Imagine better than the best, you know?